Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for May 2nd. I'm Dr. Nikki Akermans, and today we are going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Thursday, we talked about Google Android's earthquake alert system, which launched last August in California and will now start sending warning notifications in Greece and New Zealand. Ground networks of seismometers are costly and time-consuming to deploy. The idea behind Google's alert system is to use the accelerometer in your Android smartphone to detect the initial P wave given off by earthquakes. Let's break that down. Earthquakes are usually caused when rock underground breaks along a fault, which creates a sudden release of energy, propagating seismic waves and shaking the Earth as they move through it. Most faults occur along the Earth's many tectonic plates. Those are the puzzle pieces that make up the Earth's crust. The earthquake starts deep underground at the hypocenter, where rocks rubbing against each other break. The location directly above that on the surface where we would experience it is the earthquake's epicenter. Earthquakes are recorded by picking up seismic waves on a seismograph. These devices measure the movement of the Earth using a ground motion detection sensor, or seismometer. Seismographs are also helpful for locating earthquakes, and do so using what's called the primary P wave and the secondary S wave. P waves travel fast and are therefore the first to be detected by a seismograph. They're also known as compressional waves because they push and pull at the Earth as they move through it. The S waves, on the other hand, are the part that you feel during the earthquake. They're slower than the P wave and show up later. S waves can only move through rock, and they move it side to side and up and down, which is when you start to feel the effects. Because the P wave always arrives before the S wave, it can be used to detect an oncoming earthquake. The closer they are together, the closer you are to the epicenter. This is exactly what Google Android's earthquake alert system uses to send you an emergency alert. The accelerometer on smartphones is sensitive enough to detect the specific signature of a P or an S wave and then sends location data to Google's earthquake detection server, where it's combined with information from many other phones to decide if an earthquake is happening. People closer to the epicenter will get less of a warning, but their phones will help alert people further away. Phone signal speed is approximately as fast as the speed of light, which luckily is a little bit faster than seismic waves. So this system allows for rapid, widespread detection and time for people to get somewhere safe. The phones only collect ground motion data when plugged in and stationary, to avoid depleting the battery and also to record more precise measurements. In case of an earthquake, notifications are split between the Wi-Fi and cellular networks to avoid overloading and crashing either system. The earthquake alert works much like an Amber Alert, as it's automatically activated on every Android phone and comes in two types, the Be Aware notification for lighter shaking and the Take Action alert for strong, dangerous shaking. Google is working to develop an app plugin for the earthquake alert to work on all smartphones, not just Android phones. This new Internet of Things approach to earthquake detection is certainly shaking things up for seismologists all around the globe. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review the Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.